in. You may take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features awaiting you there. freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And by the way, one of the features on the site is that you can control the content. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you can submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep. And then other listeners can vote. It will be voted up or voted down, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. That's freetalklive.com. So still to come here tonight, an update on a story that, Julia, you had told us about a blogger, a food blogger, who is under attack from government agents who are basically trying to shut down his freedom of speech. We can get to the latest on that. But in another speech-related case, Janusz Kopczynski in Chicago yelled F the mayor to Richard M. Daley on his final day in office. He also spat in his general direction. It doesn't say he spat on him, but in his general direction as a crowd gathered for the last time the mayor was leaving office. How weird is that? People showing up just to watch the man calling himself mayor go home.
It might just be the bureaucrats. I mean, you're assuming that it's actually, you know, people from the city, you know, citizens and that kind of thing. It might just be the bureaucrats.
Still, you know, saying, it's sad either way.
Well, I mean, yeah, this was their boss. They may have liked him. He might have been better, certainly probably better than Blagojevich. No, is that the governor? Never mind.
He's a mayor, isn't he?
Blago was the governor, I believe.
Oh, Blago, right. I'm thinking the other guy, not Rahm Emanuel.
Right. I can't remember what he is.
It's hard to follow anyway, a bunch of politicians.
But, you know, I mean, one politician's better than the other. They like him. Whatever. You know.
So what happened was the police officers attempted to request identification from Janusz Kopczynski, and that apparently caused him to run, which generally is a bad idea when it comes to dealing with the police. I mean, I understand you want to get away from the cops. They are dangerous. But when you run away from them, they do tend to get a little upset. And so I'm not saying he was wrong. I just think that that's just what happens, is the cops get upset when you run from them and they presume things about you.
Well, I think they have the sort of the quote-unquote right to presume things, you know, as a result. The law says that they have the power to presume things when you know, you run.
Police made chase and one officer was grazed by a CTA bus during the pursuit, creating non-life-threatening abrasions that the officer suffered, and apparently the fact that the officer was grazed by the bus means that Kopczynski could then be charged with felony resisting arrest instead of misdemeanor resisting arrest. He testified in court he meant to harm no one and was found guilty of aggravated battery to a police officer and resisting arrest in the incident. He faced up to 7 years in prison, charges further elevated in light of a 2007 arrest for battery to police where Kopczynski was found guilty but mentally ill. And he ended up being sentenced to 3 years in prison. So this man is basically going to jail, to prison, for saying something that the mayor didn't like and that the police didn't like, and then not sticking around to talk to the police when they attempted to identify him.
It seems like a violation of the First Amendment to me. Now, I don't think a person should, I get why the police went after him and that kind of thing, but did they, they asked him for his ID.
I don't get why the police went after him, besides the fact they just want to harass somebody that
doesn't
like the
political
system.
They like to chase people that run.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, but they went after him in the first place.
That's what happens when you run from predators.
No doubt about that, but what happened in the first place, there's no excuse for them going after him in the first place. There's no excuse for them trying to identify him. All he did was say something they didn't like.
And yeah, I mean, they don't have a right to get the ID either.
No, that's what I'm saying.
So, I mean, the question really is, does a man have a right to run on the sidewalk? And certainly the evidence is that if they didn't ask him for something that was, legitimately, that they could legitimately ask for.
Right, and if they didn't have him under arrest for something at the time that he ran, then technically, could it really be considered evading arrest? Again, according to the story, he was found guilty of aggravated battery to a police officer, which must have to do with the CTA bus running into him or whatever, and then resisting arrest.
Yeah, well,
but what was he being arrested for? It's not illegal to say F you to the mayor, is it? It certainly shouldn't be.
It's good evidence.
Is it illegal to say F you to you?
No, and it shouldn't be. But it's one of the things that's absolutely clear is that professional police officers are supposed to be trained to be able to handle naughty language. You know, if you're a professional officer and somebody rolls down the street, flips the bird at you and says, F you, pig, you're supposed to be able to take it and not go off and, you know, shoot somebody or beat somebody or put them in handcuffs and take them to jail because they said something you don't like. This is something I've been told by officers.
Yeah, I mean, I can't disagree. Obviously, I mean, this doesn't make any sense to me, but we have seen circumstances where they arrest people for resisting arrest, but they don't tell you what they've arrested you for.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm unsurprised, but seems wrong. I mean, you know, if an officer is chasing after you when he didn't have the right to demand an ID, now they do have, as I understand, the power, according to the Supreme Court, to demand that you identify yourself. You have to give your name, and then... But if they ask for an ID, then, you know, that's I don't get it.
Yeah.
A man's got a right to run. He doesn't have the obligation to provide an ID. The police officers chased after him when he wasn't under arrest for anything.
He wasn't charged with evading or anything like that. So he wasn't under. It sounds to me like he wasn't under arrest at the time that he ran.
Of course, he's mentally ill, probably not able to defend himself very well. And so, you know, there you go.
There you go, indeed. 855-453.
It's a shame that they always put the mugshots on these stories, because a mugshot is not very flattering, and his isn't that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
The one you were just looking at with the preacher guy.
The Creflo Dollar.
Right. I mean, he looked like a jerk.
Yeah.
But it was his mugshot, and usually when you get arrested, you're in a pretty bad mood. So, you know, it's a shame that whenever they tell a story, they always put the big picture of this really angry-looking guy up there, because I automatically thought, well, he looks guilty.
855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves here as we continue. Julia, you had a story for us a while back about a blogger in North Carolina who is a food blogger, and you kind of follow some of the food blogs out there.
I do. I didn't follow this guy's blog, but I follow a lot of nutrition blogs out there. I like them, and so this kind of caught my eye.
You're not into the whole paleo thing, though.
I'm not. I'm into real food. That's my diet. I eat real food.
Got it.
So I eat not
so
real
bacon
food,
is okay.
Too. Sometimes, sure. Yeah. I don't think bacon for every day, for every meal is okay. But I don't think really anything, except maybe some vegetables, is okay for every meal every day.
So you found this blog through, like, other blogs?
No. I've never been to this blog. Mm-hmm. I saw this article because people in the blog world were talking about it. So I've never been to this guy's blog. A North Carolina man was told by the state-run North Carolina Board of Dietetics and Nutrition to stop giving online dietary advice to diabetics via his personal blog, has filed a federal lawsuit against the group for violating his free speech rights. As we reported,
now, some diabetics have said that this, you know, these paleo diets have cured their diabetes. So
people, I've heard people say that on with a variety of diets, like I think Forks Over Knives, that's like a vegan documentary. They say the same thing. And they have people on there who say the same thing. So basically, as far as I can tell, eating real food seems to be the key. Like, no matter which diet you choose, if you eat stuff that isn't processed, if you drop the cans and the boxes of food that you typically find on American grocery store shelves, it seems to be very good for you.
I wouldn't propose to know what's going to fix anyone's diabetes, but, you know, the other people's, you know, whatever their whatever happened with them is valid for them.
Right.
So this guy was relating some of those stories, or was actually advocating a certain lifestyle?
He doesn't advocate lifestyle. He actually has, like, a disclaimer on the top of his blog that says, I'm not a doctor. He tells stories. He tells his story about what happened to him. I think other people get on there and share their story about what happened to them, similar stories.
Which is supposed to be completely legal, I mean,
yes.
For people to be able to say, to tell their story. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe you've had a run-in with the Department of Health or the FDA in this case. It's kind of like almost like a state FDA.
Yes.
That is coming after him here and saying, you got to take your blog offline, buddy, or otherwise change all of the content to satisfy us. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do You think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedEC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free 855-450-FREE. Take the CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you over to the website. You can watch, listen, and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners over in the Free Talk Live Cam Room page. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's freedomsphoenix.com.
All right, so we continue here, 855-450-FREE. Julia, you're updating us on a case regarding the blogger in North Carolina who, and by the way, does it mention what his blog is?
Yes, his name's Stephen Cooksey, and his blog is diabetes-warrior.net.
That's right, diabetes-warrior.net. And this guy was threatened by a North Carolina board of some sort of health regulation. They told him, you are in violation of our code, and you must change your website. You must pull down, essentially.
It was years of
posts after. Like,
right,
lots
and telling
of,
him to restructure 3 years' worth of posts.
Right, like you can't, generally, when it comes to treatments that are not the accepted medical treatment, unique homeopathic or naturopathic or these alternative treatments that are out there.
You can't make a claim.
You can't say, this cures diabetes. And whether he was saying something that was that blatant or not, I don't know. I haven't read his blog.
I haven't either, but I did just read this, and I thought it was a little interesting because I just can't believe that this sounds like the biggest waste of money ever. So it says here that they proceeded to aggressively comb his website, going post by post, line by line, and identifying what it believed to be violations of state law.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there's just some bureaucrat got paid to sit there and literally read his entire site.
I don't want to pay for that. I don't live in North Carolina.
They do the same thing to my website.
Yeah, really?
FreeKeen.com, absolutely. Brad Jardis, who's here on every other Thursday night, former cop, says that he knows for a fact there are government bureaucrats who are paid to surf around all the Free Stater and Liberty activist websites in New Hampshire.
That is such a waste of money.
Yeah, but think about it. If you're the government bureaucrat, it's a pretty sweet deal.
That sounds like an awesome job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm surfing. Haven't found anything. Whatever.
Right.
Well, this looks like a link to porn. Gonna have to check that out.
It's part of the site. Must have to, I guess. So, you can, again, here, share your thoughts.
I'm watching their Facebook timeline. Appears to be playing Angry Birds. I'm gonna have to check that out, too.
Hasn't. This
Angry
guy,
Birds.
The blogger in this case has not. He has not capsized.
No.
He has not done as he's been told.
Actually, the reason this caught my eye was because...
Capitulated, that would be
capsized.
Capsized is the tip of boat upside down.
Yeah, right.
The reason this caught my eye is because the headline they used says, Cooksey refuses to bow down to the state. So I thought
Excellent.
That was a nice way of wording it. So he never claimed to be a registered dietitian and detailed plainly on his website that he was not officially certified. His readers, in other words, were fully aware that the information presented simply reflected his own personal experience, which led to a complete reversal of his diabetic condition. And
that's an interesting point. Since he's not licensed by this board, how can their regulatory structure apply to him?
It's a good question.
They probably would like him to be licensed, right? Or,
well right.
Registered.
Of course they'd love him to be licensed.
They just want him to capitulate.
But the idea being, like, well, I suppose if you're not licensed by the Liquor Commission, they still aren't going to let you sell liquor. But that's something I wonder about this.
Since when did it become illegal to tell people to eat meat and vegetables, asked Cooksey in a recent interview with the Associated Press. How is it illegal to tell people not to eat grains? We're talking about healthy eating. This is wrong.
You know, on the one good side of this is the dude's getting all kinds of publicity.
You know, it's true. I hadn't heard of his website. But I'm bothered by the fact that they... I mean, I understand why they're doing it, because it seems more absurd that he's just basically telling people to eat meat and vegetables and... You know, it's working for him. But if some guy wants to start a blog that is about how you need to eat junk food and that's good for you, I mean, that's his business. I don't think that should be illegal either. He probably isn't going to get a lot of supporters, but I find it disturbing that on these websites they always kind of take that position. Like, well, since he's being healthy, you shouldn't. I should be allowed to do this. It bothers me.
One of the things I think is interesting about his site is diabetes-warrior.net.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Is that it doesn't actually have any posts since May 12th. And I'm looking here, and it doesn't seem like he's really... Okay, he does have a post about it. I've received a letter from the North Carolina Board of Nutrition and Dietitians. He posted about it back on April 27th, but actually hasn't posted an update since then. You'd think that he would post a little more often about what his current situation was for his
Who knows
readers.
If he's dealing with them at all. I mean, you know, the government's slow.
They are slow, that's true. But he has filed this federal lawsuit, which is something that has developed. That's the update in the case. As we talked about this case originally when it went down, when they told him to take his site offline. And it was obviously an outrageous story about, you know, censorship of blogs and free speech. And now that he's filed a countersuit against these bureaucrats in federal court, it would seem like that would be worthy of an update on the blog. That's all I'm saying.
Well, this is fairly new, so maybe, I don't know, maybe he's still dealing with filing the paperwork. I have no idea what it takes to file a federal lawsuit, but it sounds annoying and time-consuming.
No doubt. So I guess anything else you want to share about that?
Not really. It says here that he's filed the federal lawsuit. NCBDN, that's the Alphabet Soup Agency, the FDA for North Carolina, and several of its board members are reportedly named as defendants in the case, which continue to receive national attention. Meanwhile, his website is still up and running and still contains plenty of useful information about his unconventional dietary approach that has helped many.
Good for him. I'm glad they didn't decide to put pressure on the internet service provider or the hosting provider in the case of whoever it is that's providing the web space for him here, because in a lot of cases, if the government wants to shut down a website, that's all they have to do is send a letter, an intimidating letter, to whoever it is that's he's leasing space from. Odds are good he's got a server somewhere that or space on a server somewhere, and that server company, they don't want to deal with a lawsuit. They don't want to deal with lawyers. They would just as soon just go ahead and shut an account off rather than take any kind of legal risk for a customer.
I'm happy to see that he didn't bow down, because I remember when we read the article, I said, you know, what he should do is not bow down, mm-hmm. and I just assumed that he would, because most people do, and I totally understand why. But
this is a huge case. I mean, I really think this is an important case, because you're dealing with a real free speech claim. You should be able to make claims, I think, and you should be ready to have your claims vetted. You should be ready to have them questioned and outed as perhaps misinformed or perhaps lies. Because I think a lot of people that pass on information, especially in the alternative medicine world and even in the allopathic traditional medicine world, they're just passing on things they've heard. They're not necessarily telling lies. They're not trying to mislead or misinform anyone. They probably truly believe in the system that they believe works, and they're just spreading their belief systems. That's not, even if it's misinformation, it's not necessarily telling lies.
You know, either your diabetes is gone from eating a diet or not.
Well, maybe it was
the
diet. The
worst thing that could happen from eating meat and vegetables? I mean, tell me, the worst thing that could happen here. This isn't a snake oil salesman.
Toll-free number here is 855-453. But my point being, there's plenty of snake oil on the market. Let it be. Let people make decisions for themselves. We don't need these government bureaucrats ruling us. It's Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got a lot of stuff there. Listening options included, news updates, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, it's all free. Go and enjoy over at freetalklive.com. And one of the ways you can enjoy Free Talk Live is through internet streaming. We've mentioned to you our broadband, our midband, and narrowband versions of the show. But how do you tune those in? Well, obviously there's always the computer option, but you can't really take a computer and put it in your kitchen. You can't build a computer for every room of your house. It would be prohibitively expensive, and it's entirely unnecessary. If what you want to do is listen to internet radio, you need to get an internet radio. And we on Free Talk Live would recommend the CC Wi-Fi internet radio.
I recommend anything from the Sea Crane Company, because generally you can count on being very well made and the best you can buy.
CCRANE.com is where you can go to learn more about the Sea Crane Company and their products, because they've got more, way more than just the Wi-Fi internet radio. That's just one of their great products. I've been using it around here at the LRN.FM studios, and it's been great. You can tune in, of course, Free Talk Live's live streams. You can also tune in LRN.FM and 18,000 other radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, MP3 Tunes, the Sea Crane, CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio does all of that. And you can put it wherever it is you can get a Wi-Fi signal. So all over your house. Once again, go to seacrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com, 855-450-FREE. Oh, and by the way, when you place an order over at ccrane.com for the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, or perhaps the CC Radio 2, is one of the other products we were talking about recently, when you place that order, mention Free Talk Live when you check out and get a free flashlight as a result.
It's a great little deal. Who doesn't need an extra flashlight?
Indeed. Let's go to Bill, listening in Jackson, Mississippi, to WPBQ. Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind tonight,
Bill? Listening in on this case that you were referring to, and that brings up another point, well, an allied point, that is, I've always been for the partial deregulation of what I would call organized medicine, because the grassroots, the general public, is now realizing that mainstream medicine is corrupt with the FDA in cooperation with organized pharmaceuticals causing experimental deaths And you look across the track record of the past several years, look at all the drugs that have been pulled off the market because of causing just hundreds of thousands of deaths. The question is, how many deaths can be attributed to naturopathic medicine and medical nutrition? And the answer, of course, is zero.
Well, and I think that I think that there's, you know, in defense of the sort of allopathic is, look at Steve Jobs, who decided that he was going to go the naturopathic way, and then at the end of his life said that he wishes that he would have taken the cancer more seriously and gone to, you know, what real doctors or whatever terminology he used. So I do think that it's possible that one can attempt to treat one's disease with, sort of natural cures, and it fails. And I feel like that's something you should be put in the column of the naturopathic medicine.
That's true, but you have to look at the direction he went. He went in some direction that was definitely unproven. If he had gone the direction of medical nutrition, that would have probably never happened. Because in the past 100 years, just do a Google search or a Yahoo search of Dr. Royal Rife, R-I-S-E. And he actually had a proven cure, and he was a doctor. But he wasn't an MD, but he was a researcher, and he had proof in California of, I forget how many terminal cancer patients that he had actually cured with the machine that he had to isolate microbes and the cancer cells and the medical.
And that, if it's true, if those claims are true, he wouldn't be able to make those claims publicly because the federal government would come in and shut him down.
Exactly. Well, he had support in among the local medical community until the AMA and some others got wind of it, and they came in there and stuffed the whole thing. Bottom line, he had to get out of the country, and he died in South America of an alcoholic and a drug case, whereas an associate of his stayed and tried to fight it, and he was imprisoned. But they had documented cases where his machine actually worked, and the criminality of the organized pharmaceuticals is well known.
Well, right, and the AMA is nothing more than just another cartel, just like any regulatory pro-regulation agency or group of business owners. These are people that have been in a certain business for a long time. They have an exclusive club that they've created, whether it's the AMA or the Bar Association or whoever it is we're talking about. They have an exclusive club, and they have a deal with the government to make sure that no one else can create a competing club. And so that these people basically restrict the supply of doctors to the marketplace, the AMA, that is. They restrict the supply of doctors, meaning that the value of a doctor is artificially increased because there aren't as many for the population as the population or the marketplace would otherwise desire. And so, therefore, it's just an absolutely unfair marketplace as a result of this cartel situation.
What I think, I'm associated with something that I won't mention the name on the air, but the particular company that I've been working with for the past 12 years, I've seen just remarkable results, both personally and with others around us that have gotten on the same thing. And this company has been the only nutritional company that's ever been able to sue the FDA, and they sued them 8 times and won. So there is something to it. And, you know, we have a steamroller effect, and I think we're going to make it.
Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight out there. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI.
Calls made by Free Talk Live callers do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of the hosts on Free Talk Live.
Right.
I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe this Dr. Rife can cure cancer. I've certainly heard many claims using his name in the past. I am dubious, but, you know, whatever.
People seem to believe it. But ultimately,
I think it's your body, and you should be able to treat it however you want.
I agree with that, and I think that there's a lot of people out there that look at these claims, and they say, well, that sounds like nonsense. These people shouldn't be able to make those claims. You need to have proof. You need to make sure that the claims are 100% verified and double-checked and triple-checked, and I tend to disagree with that. I think that people are already making all kinds of outrageous claims all over the place. I think that people need to be buyer beware and be very careful with what they're getting into.
I think that if people make fraudulent claims that they should be held accountable for those things. So if, for instance, you claim that there was a double-blind study, mm-hmm. and for you say you put it up on your website as a double-blind study, and
but it wasn't double-blind,
you changed some words in it in order to make things look good for your company, but it turns or your product, but it turns out that the double-blind study had nothing to do with you or proved it wrong or whatever, then that's fraud as far as I'm concerned, and somebody should have to, you know, should have to pony up a good chunk of change for that. But I don't think that the FDA by any stretch is the last bastion of truth and justice when it comes to making claims. I think it's if somebody, you know, if you want a double blind study for your medicine, I get it, and companies that provide it would get your business, and I'm sure that that's true for lots of people. I like those kind of studies. That makes sense to me. But I don't think it needs to go through the FDA in order for it to be true.
Have you seen the Penn and Teller show BS, right?
Sure.
Bull S. It's a great program. I highly recommend, if y'all haven't seen it, that you go and check it out. But there are a number of episodes that deal with some really kind of questionable alternative therapies. I think there is an actual episode that's totally dedicated to that, and it kind of shows up in other places as well yeah. throughout the series. But they always focus on just absolutely ridiculous and completely unbelievable concepts and products that are being pitched to people and are being pitched to people with all manner of testimonials. So there are ways to get around the law. So, for instance, if you've got a product and you want people to believe that it cures diabetes, you have somebody who had diabetes or who's willing to claim they did make the claim that this product cured them, that or that they, you know, they had diabetes, then they used this product, and now they don't have diabetes anymore. There are ways to get around the actual prohibition on the certain words you can't say about things. That it's no longer a claim about the product. It's just a testimonial about what somebody's experience was while they were using the product, which, of course, is in no way scientific. It's just a case study. But if you have enough people with testimonials, it makes it sound like you've got something that's really unique when you might just have a placebo effect. There's more coming up here at 855-453.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Julia
and Mark.
I invite you over to freetalklive.com. You can interact with the show there, freetalklive.com. Different things for you to get involved with, all brought to you completely free. One of the ways you can support the show is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find links to Amazon, different Amazons, Amazon UK, Canada, US. Pick the Amazon of your choice and then get whatever it is you're looking for, because Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping experience through shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. We go to Chris in Portland. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live listening via the TuneIn app.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Chris.
I want to get your guys' take on healthcare reform. I've looked into this for many, many years now, and I can really only come to one logical conclusion, and that's a universal single payer. I mean, it's been demagogued time and again as socialized medicine, the end of medicine as we know it. But I come to think of it, we actually already have a socialized medical system in this country. It's called TRICARE, and a brother is a former veteran. He provides for, his disabled daughter, and, all the doctors are, paid by the government, and he loves it. In fact, I think based on patient survey, I think TRICARE has the number one rate of satisfaction of any healthcare system, slash country, in this country, altogether. What's your guys' take?
Well, I have to say that, the single payer system suggests that somebody has a right to health care, right?
Correct.
So if somebody has a right to health care, like they have a right to free speech, then somebody must be obligated to provide them that health care, correct?
Correct.
So if I am obligated to provide health care to someone else, how was that obligation created, and am I that person's slave?
Say that one more time.
How was the obligation created that I owe health care to someone else, and am I that person's slave?
Not that person's slave in the fact that, we the people, we as a society would come together, and just like we do with, the fire department, just like we do with, with public safety and things. I mean, the idea is to spread the risk. I could never, as an individual, I'm a middle-class citizen, if my house burned down or if I caused a 15-car pileup on my interstate, and, my local government sent me, a $100,000 bill, which easily, isn't, that far off.
Do you buy insurance?
What's that?
Do you buy insurance? I mean, you just talked about a 15-car pileup and a house fire, as if one can't buy insurance for those things.
Well, the idea would be, well, you bring up insurance. I mean, the idea would be to spread the risk in the
that's
largest
insurance
pool
does.
Possible. I can't think of anything that
that's what insurance.
That's what
does
insurance
on a consensual
does
basis.
On a consensual basis.
Correct, but I mean, we do the same thing with with public safety. I mean, with healthcare, why can't there be
now? One of the reasons that healthcare has shot up in cost recently is because essentially, remember, now there's Medicare. Medicaid, there's this TRICARE, there's and then pretty much every other industrialized nation on earth have these government programs that take care of these people. So essentially what it's done is it's shoved down the cost of R&D on the people that don't have this socialized medicine, which is getting to be a smaller and smaller pool.
Correct.
That's the reason the costs are going up and up. And I question, now it's important to have innovation in medicine. And my question to you would be, when you have finally the largest market in the world, the United States, switches over to socialized medicine, and then they're trying to drive down the costs like every other Western nation is doing, where is the R&D going to come from?
Where is I missed that last part.
R&D, research and development. Where are the funds to do R&D going to come from?
Well, I think it can, and I understand that, private pharmaceuticals make up for, I think, what is it, 90%. But, I mean, if you could expand, perhaps some academia, encourage folks to, step outside of, perhaps only dedicating, the research in the private industries, maybe there could be, there are several ways that you could drive costs down. I mean, I think socialized medicine...
Not if the government's in charge. You can't drive costs down.
What government program have costs been driven down in?
For example, Medicare and Social Security are one. As long as you brought the payroll tax cut, it would be solvent essentially to infinity.
Right. Well, I mean, but you're still talking about Medicare. Social Security is a great example of mediocrity. Any other retirement fund I want to put my money in, I can get a much better return than I can get from Social Security, but I'm forced pretty much in order to participate in it. And I guess my question would be this. I don't want your government socialized medicine. I'm not interested in it. How big is my jail cell?
I suppose that if you didn't want to, participate in the government system, I guess we wouldn't force you. I'm not a big fan of Obamacare, by the way. I don't think that, tax penalties are,
There's an opt-out?
I'm not a fan. Oh, are you saying if we got universal single payer as far
if we had it your way,
can I opt out?
Sure. I mean, okay, I guess you would want to, but...
Can I opt out of Social Security, too?
That's like a...
Can I opt out of the wars that these politicians want to fight around the world?
Awesome. I guess obviously...
I'm for this governmental system you're talking about.
Yeah, sounds great.
As long as I can opt out of this stuff, and because I'm not interested in it, then that's awesome.
Well,
do I get to continue to work and make money to feed my family when I opt out? Because obviously I could opt out by not working, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, look... I like to, from a pragmatic standpoint, I have a cousin right now. He's 39 years old, and he is battling leukemia. I mean, absolutely devastated. He's dying. Well, if he doesn't survive his cancer. Luckily, he does, he does qualify for Medicaid services, and he receives a lot of these treatments virtually at no cost to him. I'm saying to myself, what would, someone like my cousin, for example, what would he do if there wasn't Medicaid? I mean, give me one charity that's going to pay for his $15,000 per session chemotherapy.
Well, right,
considering that 50% of the average American's paycheck goes to some form of government or another, or is eaten up in government regulations, I would say that there'd be a lot more charities if the government wasn't involved so deeply in our lives.
Well,
I mean, there'd be
true.
A lot more
and,
money to pass around.
Well, and the charities would do a better job with the money than the governmental redistribution programs
do. What government program does does as well as the charity is the question I'd ask you.
So the charities would be more efficient with the money that would be donated, so therefore it could be as many as 4 to 8 times more effective, meaning you wouldn't need as near as much money to be put in for the same
Already
kind of
kids with leukemia get taken care of. I mean, you know, how much more money does the average person need in their pocket in order for everybody to be taken care of leukemia?
Well, and Mark, you also glossed over some really important points earlier about why healthcare is so expensive. It's not just because there are socialist systems elsewhere in the world, but it's also because this system is mostly government-run, mostly government-controlled.
I pointed out Medicare, Medicaid.
But there's more than that. There's the FDA, and there's all kinds of regulations.
That's regulation. It's not really socialism.
There's increased costs, though. Talking about is why healthcare is expensive. So the question that Chris is asking here is, well, how can you afford $15,000 chemo treatments? Well, the point being, if we didn't have all these government regulations being crammed down the healthcare industry's throat, then we'd have more competition. There would be more development. There'd be more industriousness. There would be, you know, more innovation. And as a result of that, you'd see costs dropping rather than increasing over time. But Chris, I want to make sure you can get your thoughts out here. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think, I mean, it's really, I mean, you can look at it from all angles, like, you know, small government, you know, free market solutions. But I think of the, you know, 24 OECD countries, I mean, we are the only country left, like you were saying, that is literally a crime, you know, to have for-profit, you know, I guess, critical care. In Europe, you can buy insurance that, you know, you get better hospital treatment, dental treatment, things like that. But, I mean, if you or I, you know, heaven forbid, you know, got cancer, I mean, there's one of two options that we have. I mean, it's going to be a very expensive, you know, venture, couple of million dollars, for example.
This is the same excuse they made during the slave times about who's going to pick the cotton. It's the same excuse you're making. You're making arguments on how's it going to work? What's going to happen? The utility of the situation. Well, I talked to you about the morality of the situation. I have no obligation. Now, I'm willing to help, and I have. I spent a great deal of my money goes to charity because I believe they're better at dealing with money than the government. Certainly more money than I give to the government on an income tax form, I give to charity. But, you know, what's the obligation I have to somebody with leukemia?
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate your call tonight. Been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And, yeah, I don't mind helping folks either. I just don't want people to be forced into a situation or a system that is undesirable to them. And as long as Chris doesn't want to force people, then that's great. But we all know that Chris isn't going to be in charge of the universal health care program.
No way.
Bureaucrats will be, and they absolutely will use force on you. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at C-Crane.com. CCRANE.com.